they say they cold-blooded. Yeah, cold-blooded. Your neck too soft with a knife to it. Funeral rooms on, got your wife to it. Woo! They say cold-blooded. Up in here, who wanna, huh? Yeah, cold-blooded. Hit everything in the daylight, huh? Police ain't coming for some hours. Niggas ain't really talking for some hours. You gon' die if you try to take hours. Boy, we cold-blooded.
Black child born in the storm. They had to bundle up to stay warm. Bodega babies. Strollers in the snow to the candy lady. That sugar made the monsters of the 90s crazy. Child rebel soldiers of the inner city. They hate me now, tigers next to Nas and Diddy. His mama fell in love with drug dealing Diddy. The only star left that was next to Biggie. Little did she know she was one of four. And little did he know he was one of eight. Unknown siblings all through middle school with the same mean mug that was born from hate. Yeah, bodega babies. You wonder why these kids of the 90s crazy. Hide and go seek when the father's lazy. And they mamas only want the early 90s Jay-Z's.
They say they cold-blooded. Yeah, they cold-blooded. Your neck too soft with a knife to it. Funeral rooms on, got your wife to it. Woo! They say cold-blooded. Up in here, who wanna, huh? Yeah, cold-blooded. Hit everything in the daylight, huh? Police ain't coming for some hours. Niggas ain't really talking for some hours. You gon' die if you try to take hours. Boy, we cold-blooded.
They said his skin wasn't light enough. And his future wasn't bright enough. Little sister don't talk much, cause they uncle had the Midas touch. Evil is as evil does. Mama looked away, blamed it on his needle buzz. Sold the food out the freezer when he needed drugs. Begging like he Cool J when he needed love. Yeah, bodega babies. You wonder why these kids of the 90s crazy. Broken black homes is the modern slavery. You can't raise a savage and deny the rabies. Woo! Bodega babies. Yeah, bodega babies. How loud I got to scream for someone to save me. And now I'm in the cell from everything you made me.
They say they cold-blooded. Yeah, cold-blooded. Your neck too soft with a knife to it. Funeral rooms on, got your wife to it. Woo! They say cold-blooded. Up in here, who wanna, huh? Yeah, cold-blooded. Hit everything in the daylight, huh? Police ain't coming for some hours. Niggas ain't really talking for some hours. You gon' die if you try to take hours. Boy, we cold-blooded.
Yo, this your boy Reckless in the building. How y'all feeling out there? Welcome to another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I had to play cold-blooded just because of the news that I received earlier about Dimple Records. Oh my gosh. Staple here in Sacramento where I go constantly. I really go constantly. To get new records, to get some pops, to like just vibe, man. Like, I fucking love that place. A report came out today that citing declining sales and in a changing music industry, that the people of Dimple Records are closing all of their stores. A store closing sale will begin on Wednesday and will last a few months. The company would eventually become Dimple. That would become Dimple, was founded by John Radkovitz in 1974 with sites in Rancho and Roseville. The chain has grown to 7 locations and sells everything from CDs, new and used, video games, books, DVDs, vinyls. I fucking love that place. So it's sad to me to see this place go. It really is. And I started thinking about, like, all of, like, how this generation has become more, like, online. Everything is through your phone, on your laptop, your tablet, whatever. You can stream and buy music and have it go directly to your phone. And it's sad. Or you can just stream it. You don't even have to buy music anymore. And that really sucks, because there's no... there's no, like, sense of ownership anymore. Like, we just want things and then just whatever. Like, great works of art we can check out once in a while. But because there's so much music that's being put out, we have to use streaming services to listen to it all, and then it's gone. Replay value is very important to me nowadays, because I want albums to live. I want them to breathe. When I first heard, when I first heard 444, I listened to that shit, like, constantly. And even though new music was dropping, like, week in and week out, I still listened to that album. When Damn came out, I listened to that crazy, and I still went back to 444. Like, music nowadays, it doesn't get that time anymore. Like, it was just a few months ago that Offset's album Father of Four dropped, and no one is talking about it, and that was a really good album. You know, Meg Thee Stallion dropped a project a month ago, and we're not talking about it anymore. Like, music just dies so quickly, all because of all the streaming. Streaming has basically destroyed anything physical anymore. There's no need to buy albums anymore, because artists aren't putting out albums, like, to hold on to, because of how this generation is now with streaming. I mean, we can't even get, like, Windows updates anymore. If we get a laptop and we want to put Windows on it, like, we have to buy a code to download the shit instead of putting in a CD. Laptops don't come with CD, like, ROMs anymore, and that fucking sucks. Sooner or later, like, our Xbox, our PlayStations are only gonna be, like, you can buy it only online, and then GameStop is gonna go. Like, we're gonna start seeing this shit. And it really sucks. When Blockbuster was gone, Hollywood Video gone, like, it was painful, because it allowed people to actually go outside and check that shit out. Like, I loved going to Blockbuster and having a, quote, Blockbuster night. I loved going there and being able to, like, run my mom ragged, looking around for, like, movies and shit that we want to see, and grabbing some candy and going home, because it was the anticipation. It was the build. Now we have Netflix, and that completely destroyed Blockbuster. And it's hard to compete with something that is so new. And then what I give credit to for Blockbuster was that they went the streaming route, but it's hard when you are trying to make headway on something that online, like another product, is already pushing and pushing it better. They had the option to buy DVD or rent DVDs, buy them, and also we stream shit. And Blockbuster was like, well, we have a physical location and you can stream some of our shit. And nobody's fucking with it, because the price point was just $1 more. And people were like, no, if we can pay $1 less, we can pay less, and it's free. It feels like it's free. Like, it really sucks to see where this is going nowadays. It really does. So that's sad to see for Dimple Records. I'm gonna go a lot, because I need to go find some shit. I need to find a lot of shit that's going, that's either come out recently, or stuff that's gone, or stuff that's been out for a while. Like, I just need, I need more. I need more. But the fuck do I know? anyway, so I was also checking out some shit online, and I came across this gem, and this is, like, the main thing I really want to talk about. So here's here it is. I'm pretty sure you guys already saw it, but I'm going to play it anyway.
April. Mr. President, will you apologize to the Central Park Five? They've been exonerated. There have been videos and movies shown about the case, and you came out with a full-page ad saying that they should die. They're facing a death penalty.
Why do you bring that question up now? It's an interesting time to bring it up. You have people on both sides of that. They admitted their guilt. If you look at Linda Fairstein and if you look at some of the prosecutors, they think that the city should never have settled that case. So we'll leave it at that. April.
So fuck him, and we don't need a fucking apology. We do, but we don't. And I want to play this one before I get into the rest of the shits. Yeah, so listen to this.
Yeah, I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago for whom none of us currently living are responsible is a good idea. We've, tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, by passing a landmark civil rights legislation. We've elected an African-American president. I think we're always a work in progress in this country, but no one currently alive was responsible that, and I don't think we should be trying to figure out how to compensate for it. First of all, it'd be pretty hard to figure out who to compensate. We've had waves of immigrants as well who've come to the country and experienced dramatic discrimination of one kind or another. So, no, I don't think reparations are a good idea.
Yeah. So, as I hear that, I'm thinking of When They See Us, right? And I watched that series again, and every time I get to that fourth episode, I brace myself. Mostly because Jarrell Jerome's performance was just incredible. But putting myself into his head and where he's been in that space, because I've been arrested before, and I sat there in that room going crazy, and even though like I wasn't in solitary confinement, like my mind, I felt like I was losing, and that's just me as a child, you know. And this man, well, and Corey, who was a child going into solitary confinement, and all the things that he experienced, and finding out later that he went through a lot more that wasn't talked about or shown because it wasn't necessary. But my point being is that you're seeing all this, and I'm watching this, and I'm internalizing it and feeling it, and I feel rage. And the title of the series was way more than perfect, When They See Us. Because that's how they see us. We aren't worth anything. We're not worth a damn thing in their eyes. Mitch McConnell saying that shit just told me we're not worth anything. Yeah, we don't want to give reparations to and feel like we owe somebody something that we're not alive to fucking feel. No, shut the fuck up. Sit in the corner. Die. Because basically what you're saying is, yeah, that shit happened a long time ago. None of us were alive at that time. Why should we give a fuck? Well, we helped build this country. One. Two, we bled and died for this country and have received nothing. In the 60s, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, we were less than. We got the right to vote years after women did, years after Mexicans did, Asian people did. We were the last. We were the last to have a simple, basic right of freedom. The simple basic right of voting. We didn't get that until years later. Why? Because we don't fucking mean a damn thing. We're able to fight in your wars and we're able to die for this country, but we'll be damned if we were able to vote. They'll be damned if we were able to walk on the same street as a white person. We'll be damned if we were to share the same water fountain or take a piss in the same bathroom. I'll be damned to sit next to a monkey on a bus. I'll be damned if we if a black person dates a white woman or even wants to, like, holla at one. No. I'll be damned. And we're not owed fucking anything? Everything that this country has, the major things in this country, the filling that goes inside a light bulb, nigga did it. Peanuts that white people just love to be allergic to, niggas, and all this, everything that came with it, black people, the shirts that we wear, black people, like everything that you touch, think, feel, and breathe upon, a lay upon, or walk upon, drive in, built on the backs of us, and then the trauma that has been passed down from generation because of the stories that our ancestors have told time and time again to its family, so then we can never forget what they did to us. And then for the day to come where we get free, where we are free, we are still not free, and we're treated like lower than dirt. We're treated like shit. And then we mobilize, and we, when we think for ourselves and we're able to come together as a community and start building, you kill our leaders. You change laws to make sure that we can't do or be anything. You change districts in our cities to make sure that our votes are suppressed. You change how laws are made and how police are trained because you want to make sure that black people are the first suspects that you think of. The first suspects where you feel like it's immediate danger and you have to pull out a gun. The media, everything that white people do, they make sure that we are the first you think of when it's violence, but the last to think of when it comes to basic human rights. We don't deserve it. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't get reparations. I wholeheartedly believe that we should get reparations, the idea of which, and I've said this before, what does that look like to us? What does that look like? Because if it's all about money, it's not enough. If we're trying to get land, if we're trying to get free college tuition, or if we're trying to do something that is better for our children's children, then let's do that. But let's figure out what the fuck we actually want. It's not about we're going to get money and waste it on bullshit. It's about us getting what our families were owed, what our ancestors were owed. And yeah, Bernie Sanders said something that was true. What about, you know, Native Americans? Yes, they deserve their due as well. Having the ability to open up casinos and have their own bits of land. Having their bits of land was amazing. Saying that they can have, like, they don't have to pay taxes. Amazing. Do they deserve a little bit more? Yeah, because we're white people, eradicated and almost an entire people. Insane. And I love the fact that when I hear white people say some dumb shit like, this is our country and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, literally everything in this country has been based on or taken from other countries. Our letters and our numbers are Arabic and our words are Latin. Like, we have so much shit that comes from other countries and we call it our own when it's not. Hell, even our laptops, we can't even make our own, like, brand new laptop that's made here in America because we don't have the technology, because Asia is closer to the source of all of this shit. We can't get hold of none of that shit. Like, it just blows my mind and it fucking breaks my heart to hear some dumb shit. And then hearing Donald Trump talk about they admitted their guilt. And there was people on both sides. Get the fuck out of here. This is that same bullshit that he said when Heather Heyer died during that whole the white rally that was going on. When a white supremacist killed her, ran her over because she was on the right side of history. This is that bullshit. This is that bullshit. How can anyone sit there and stand with this man and say, yeah? There's people who voted for Donald Trump because they believed and one simple idea. And I was guilty of this idea. I didn't vote for him. I'm just saying I was guilty of this idea as well. Maybe we don't need a politician in office. Maybe we need somebody who is great at business that can run this country as one. And so far, he's running this country as if it was one of his businesses, failing miserably. I love when I hear people tell me how great he's doing as a president. And I'm like, what is it? What is he doing that's so good? Oh, well, you know, black unemployment is down. Actually, that's something that Barack Obama put into place right before he left office that's still going on. It's the only thing that he really didn't change. So he's benefiting from Obama. What else you got? Because literally he's done nothing except throw paper towels at the Puerto Rican people when they had their floods. Call them out and say, well, we would love to help you, but you've been asking for a lot lately, and, you know, America's done it. Shut the fuck up. They are Americans. They're a U.S. territory, even if they're not a state. What has he done? Nothing. I don't want to hear impeachment talk. I want to hear talk about how we're going to vote for people in our districts, how we're going to vote for people to represent us that actually represent us. I'm not just talking about the president. I'm talking about people in the House and Senate. I'm talking about the people who are like our governors. I'm talking about our mayors. I'm talking about city councils. I'm talking about all of that shit. We need to vote for people that have our best interest at heart. And I'm sick of like this idea that, you know, our votes don't matter. They matter. Why do you think they work so hard to suppress it? They work just as hard to keep our mouths shut. We should be working just as hard to scream louder, to bang down doors, to fuck shit up the right way. I'm not talking about destroying fucking cars or buildings, breaking into shit, robbing, looting. Nah, I'm not talking about any of that shit. I'm talking about organized noise making. I'm talking about us coming together and walking up to City Hall and changing everything, demanding more from our leaders, so-called, demanding that they listen because they have no fucking choice. Fucking impeachment. Let's vote for this. Let's vote for somebody else. Somebody that really has our best interests. Two people that I'm looking at that I love more than anything right now, at this point, based off their policies and who they are as people and what they can do for this country. Yang Gang all day, Andrew Yang. That man is, if you're not knowing, you need to know. The man has a plan, and not only does he have a plan, he has solutions. He recognizes problems and he's creating solutions, not just talking about shit. He has solutions. And Bernie Sanders. I'll fuck with any white boy that handcuffed himself to one of us. If he gets beat, I get beat. If he's going to jail, I'm going to jail. Period. I'll stand with that man. Those are two people that I'm looking at right now, and I'm paying attention to everything that they're doing because I really feel this is the time to make things happen. Time for things to change. There's no time like the present, right? All right, so let's move into something light. Let's talk about something light right now. There's this thing that happened with LeVar Ball, and I only want to play it and talk about it just briefly because I just thought that this was a little funny. Maybe it's me, but anyway. That's it.
Go ahead, LeVar, before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Let's stay focused here.
Go ahead, before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Let's stay focused here.
Yeah, I played it twice. I really wanted you to hear that whole thing. And this is the thing that people are getting mad at? That? Nah, son, nah. And the only reason why I'm defending it is because if you actually watched how he reacted and what he was, if you watched the whole thing, don't take it out of context and just look at the, like, the little piece, watching it and looking at him, getting into a heated debate with Stephen A. Smith. And then she asks, oh, can we switch gears? And then he says, yeah, you can switch gears with me anytime. And the way that he looks, he's like, come on, come on. Because it's not insexual in nature. It's not. It really isn't. I don't really defend LeVar Ball, like, really ever. But this is one of those times where I will, because it is not as serious as people were making it out to be. And the thing that bothered me the most about it is the fact that everyone's coming for this man's neck. Because if that was any other white guy that said that shit, if it was anybody else really that said it just like that, the same exact way with the same temperament, nobody would say shit. You know, we take so much, like, small things and trying to blow it up into a big deal. And that's not the hill. This is not the hill to die on. LeVar Ball is just, you know, yeah, you can switch gears. Let's go. Like, come on. He's ready for making conversation and speaking on things. He's not making light of a situation or making it seem like he was hitting on her. Like, I mean, you can't, like, take away how other people feel about something, but I will say that there are times where you overreact towards things because you misinterpret what other people are saying just because it may seem like that because that person might be loudmouth or because that person is loud or an outspoken, and you think that this is the hill, like, this is the thing that, no, it's not. Just calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down. And speak, and actually, no, I don't want to really get into that. Just, yeah, let me move on to something else happier. So the Boondocks is going to be rebooted in 2019 with Aaron Magruder's blessing. I'm hype off of it. The only thing that I really want is to see if Regina King is actually going to come back. I would be fucking hype on it, because that show was fucking amazing. And everything that's going on in the world right now, yeah, we need that voice from the Boondocks. We do. So I'm very much looking forward to that shit, and I'm hella hype. I don't know if I talked about this before. No, I didn't. Pampers is doing an initiative to where they're trying to install 5,000 changing tables in men's restrooms across America. And I'm fucking with that. I really am. Only because nowadays, men are often forgotten when it comes to, for that, basically. We're often forgotten about all that shit. Like, all these Pampers commercials has mommy and daddy, or mommy changing diapers and stuff. We changed diapers too, goddammit. I did. Like, I changed my daughter's diaper every single time. I wanted to, because that was my privilege as a father. But the thing that hurt the most was I'm at the mall with my daughter and I need to change her, and I don't have a changing room. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a space in there to where I can put my daughter down and say, all right, I gotta change you. I didn't. So I would have to do it on the counter, or I would have to get crafty. I'd have to do something in order to change my daughter's diaper. And it sucked. And I've said for a long time, why not have one of these things? But they just assume that mommy has baby, so mommy will be changing him. And it's like, it's not always like that. So, shout out to Pampers for doing that. But 5,000 is not enough. We need them all across the nation. In every single mall. We need them in every single public place that... just every single public place that has a bathroom. Because we need to have the ability to be able to change our babies. You know, men. That's our job. This is what we do. So... anyway, so apparently Chris Brown was feeling away the other day, and it's a weird situation. Apparently, he, Victor Cruz, Dayton Carucci, and they posted a picture together on his page. Chris Brown commented and said, "No shade, boo, but please style him. He looked like he's shopping off the mannequin and trying to bargain with the sales manager. Retired wrestler Spanx. I'm fucking around. Good bless." I guess he meant God bless. No shade, just minor. Now, he posted that, and then he said, later on. Nothing bad or major. Upgrade him, sis. I'll take him around and style him. Not hate. He just needs some game spirit. Peace, love, and joy. Just please upgrade your man, boo. Now, if you don't know, him and Karrueche did date for a while, and he's was still in love with her. And those two, Victor Cruz and Karrueche, they look dumbass cute together, and they look happy as hell. But, yeah. And then he's going to go on later and say, oh, I was hacked. Nigga, if you don't get your ass out of here, you mean he took the time, this person hacked your phone, hacked your Instagram, just to go and leave a comment on, nah, son, nah. Let's not even play that game. Let's be real. Let's be real for 5 minutes. You know you posted that shit when you were high off your ass. I'm pretty sure Chris Brown does coke. I saw a video of him at the club and somebody put something in his hand. And then he snorted it. And then he puts a cigarette in his mouth. Just so effortless. And I'm like, nah, nah. That's cool uncle doing cocaine type shit. Like, that's what that is. Chris Brown is the greatest R&B act in the past 15 years. So that would probably make him the king of R&B. But, nah, son, we know what a coke snort looks like. We know you on the booger sugar, honey. Like, let's, I pray for Chris Brown. I hope he gets his shit together. I really do. But he is coming out with a new album coming soon, so I'm really looking forward to that. I can't wait to see how this new project is going to go and to blow up. And and speaking of that LeVar Ball situation, apparently ESPN has banned him from all platforms. That is ridiculous. Let me read this. Says during the interview, we already know about that. Switch game, switch many time. Some thought that the comment was inappropriate, I'm not one of them. Many people thought it was taken out of context, which it was. However, regardless of its interpretation, ESPN has made the decision to reportedly ban LeVar from every platform in response to what happened. According to Sports Illustrated, an ESPN spokesperson said they had no plans moving forward to use Ball as an on-air guest and on-air on the record source for digital or a background source for ESPN. A representative for LeVar denies there was any sexual undertone, saying at no time intended or meant to be sexual in nature. This isn't the first time that LeVar Ball has found himself in hot water after making comments on air. Back in 2017, he got into it with Christine Leahy from The Herd. And to be fair, that was a fucked up situation, and he was truly disrespectful to that woman. But I honestly don't think that this situation is the same. Whereas with Christine Leahy, he was a dick, and in this situation, he was fired up, and he wasn't using sexual overtone. He was just being LeVar, and kind of sucks. It sucks, but whatever. LeVar Ball is going to be LeVar Ball, and he's going to do his thing. That man is a loving man, a loving husband, a loving father, and I think people are way too critical of him. I really do. So, whatever. This one's going to be a short episode, only because I have hella shit to do, and I'm tired as fuck. But I wanted to play, for my outro, a specific joint that I was watching, especially since Juneteenth is today. So happy Juneteenth, my people, my brothers, my sisters. I wanted to play this from Big Crit. This is his latest joint, Crit Here, off of Crit Is Here. This the video is fire. The song is fire. The man is a true lyricist and underrated as an artist. But let's get into this joint.
Now, this for show, let them know. That was them, this is me, this is King, you ain't know. Crit Hill, sound like D, my, you type of car.
car, we don't steal. Backseat driver for real. Drop me off at the top. Got that key with no lock. Play with the team that I own. Ain't no taking my spot. Franchise, franchise, we take a lifetime to spin it. Hit that bank to the visit. Raise a hand if you with it. Drop the top on the rose. Had a hole in the ghost. Bottle serving for family. I'm proposing a toast. Made it out the hood like, yeah. Who would have thought we would get out of the project like this? Don't get lost in my crib. Wait till the ginger to quit. Oh, you thought that was it? I'ma be bigger than big. Yeah, you know what it is. Here I go.
This one right here, he is a good one. He is a felon, uneducated. He has no parents. He is prime, $100,000. This one right here, already graduated from college, getting his master's degree, $6,000. He doesn't have a baby's mama. He's got a job. What do you think? Give him away for $600. How about this guy right here? Underrated underground rapper. He's a lyricist. And he's country. $100.
Can't go any lower than that?
Nope. $90.
Here I go, put him up, put him up. Here I go, put him up, put him up. That was then, this is now. This for show, let him know. Here I go, put him up, put him up. Here I go, put him up, put him up. That was them, this is me, this is King. You ain't know. Here I go, gone, 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 I'm gone. No limit, breaking that bread with my foe. Ain't even eat the whole loaf. Before the win and the goal, ain't even look at the score. I took a shot, no one could block. Sometimes you gotta know the switch. Sometimes you gotta know it hit. Sometimes you got a big time like a 9-9 for the 2000 to roll with it. I put my name on the map. I made a moment of that. I took the ball, back to my coat. I know they bone it bad, bad. Give me the feet of the feet. If you ain't room for me, look how I went with the team. Some of y'all hated to see all of the poppin', all of the carpet. Talking, we shopping the spree. They where I wanted to be. I came from nothing to king, king. Here I go, put them up, put them up. There I go, put them up, put them up. That was then, this is now. This for show, let them know. Here I go, put them up, put them up. There I go, put them up, put them up. That was them, this is me, this is king. You ain't know. Here I go, going, 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 gone, go.
Anyway, that was Big Crit, and I really love that joint. I wanted to play that specifically just because of its messaging in there and using the slave plantation as a symbol for, or as a metaphor for, the music industry and how they view and value artists. It's dope as fuck. I love that. and one more joint that I'm gonna get into before I go. I'm really anticipating this Freddie Gibbs and Madlib album, right? I can't wait till this shit drop. But till then, I was gonna play the Giannis record that they dropped, but I'm gonna go back and play something from Freddie Gibbs' project, Freddie. That album is fire. But figure, let's get into some Death Row.
Yeah. Can't see. Yeah.
Whoa, Kitty.
Yeah. Talking with a package in the back and get the fuck off. When they sent the popo to my door, where y'all was ducked off. Fucking up a plate of sushi while I'm with the ducks off. Sent the pack of doggy to me, walking fucking bucks off. Pick your phone up, I just touched down with the bow bow. Pick your phone up, I just touched down with the puppy towel. Cutting zones up, got a brick, I'm about to bust it down. Pick your phone up, bet that rat hoe wanna fuck me now. Fuck me now, busy button down, bust it down. Fuck
fuck them on, throw some hundreds down. 100 pack, 50 pack, check for 20 piece. Chicken bucket, chicken nugget, bitch, I feature street. Top of block, miss that over with that Betty Wop. Watch it drop, bitch, I started selling Ready Rock. Fuck the pot, you don't make a deal today, you can't sit in the spot. Hope you looking at me, you gon' suck the dick or not. Check a bag, bust a lick and run a check coat, making BBs in my neck, blow. I just might go throw a rollie on my neck, so. Beat the pussy in the studio like death, bro, chopper give a nigga death, bro, fuck a rookie, need a bet, bro. I just might go throw a rollie on my neck, so. 100 kilos in my trunk, I might get this.
Cruising through the street in my 018. Sending the bitches. Serving the fiends. Riding through the street, just caught a lick.
Yeah.
Took that flip and I caught my first brick. I'm a baby low, crinning nip. Role model, ninning nip. I ain't got the swag and got the sauce, I got the drinning nip. I can do a feature, do a show and hit the dealership. Ass channel 7, people say I'm really dealing shit. My ad lib. German game, we generous. We gon' give your ass a blue cause we ain't never giving shit. Everybody general cause everybody militant. German gang, the army, the navy, we killing shit.
Check a bag, bust a lick and run a check coat, making BBs in my neck, blow. I just might go throw a rollie on my neck, so. Beat the pussy in the studio like death, bro, chopper give a nigga death, bro, fuck a rookie, need a bet, bro. I just might go throw a rollie on my neck, so. 100 kilos in my trunk, I might get death, bro.
Yeah, let's not sleep on Freddie Gibbs. That man is a fucking beast. He's a monster. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in this week. On Saturday, I'm going to be releasing the 10 albums that were very close to making the list but didn't. And yeah, I'll try to explain why I didn't put these albums on, but it was really like hit or miss. Like a few of them should be, definitely, but the only reason why I took them off was because one album I felt would like superseded another. But these 10 albums are incredible, but they didn't make my top 100 list. Although I know that there's some people who would make a strong case for three of these albums. So all right, we'll get into it later. But I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking in. Sorry that this is short, but yeah, I've been doing a lot of shit. Anyway, I'm out. Peace.